It's so much to unpack, but as of right now, what I want to unpack is Melissa and Joe not showing up. I don't understand, like, I don't get where Therese, where Joe and Melissa are coming from in regards to like the slander that they're doing to Therese and her girls.
Before we get into that, how'd you feel about the hair and the dress?
The hair, child. I was like, with the
Very
fucking hair?
Jersey, though, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? That's the thing I had to do. I had to step back because it's not me, it's not my wedding. And I had to think of, this is Teresa, this is Jersey,
Right,
this is
Jersey.
she. This is her, and this is what she likes.
Yeah, because we
So
got Pauly D coming out of Jersey, Italian. You know, he's got
yes.
that hair.
Yes,
All of
the
that.
hair.
It's a Jersey
So, and then
thing.
when Snooki and them used to do the
Nookie, the
pool.
poof, yep.
So, you know, it's very Jersey. She stuck to her roots, which I'm not mad at, you know, not for me, but it
Right.
worked well for Teresa. I did love the dress, both of the dresses that she had.
I did too.
She wanted to live her princess dreams.
I
And
know
as
some of y'all
long
hated those dresses and y'all let me
as,
know in the DMs. I know, but I did like the dress too.
yes, I love both of the dresses. The hair, not so much, but the dresses were good to me. So as long as she got her fairy tale wedding and everything that she wanted, I could care less on the hair.
I mean, the hair, it was like a train wreck happening. Like, it was just so obscene. I couldn't take my eyes off of it. And then that intense tan.
Yeah.
But as the days went on, it really grew on me. It's very Jersey. I really ended up loving it. And
Yeah,
then,
because you have to sit back and be like, okay, where's the place? It's Jersey. Who is this? It's Teresa. Okay, that's it.
I was like fully wrapped up in it. And that's why I put the Quince music to it. Because I was like, look, when you look
It's
at it
giving
through Quince,
quinceañera. It's giving
yes, like we
quinceañera
do
for
this shit all the
sure.
time. We should not judge her. We are all about being extras. So I really liked it in the end. And then it was really funny to me because when they took her ex-husband's quote, he says, "She took my breath away. She looked like a princess." And I was like, see, it's a Jersey thing. He thought she looked like a
Yeah.
princess. There
It's what she
you
wanted.
go.
It's what she wanted. So I'm not mad. At first, I was like, what the fuck is with the hair? Why is it like this?
Yeah.
Long as
It was
hell,
just
tall as
insane.
hell. Talking about it took how many, 50, 1,000 and some bobby pins.
Ridiculous. 1500. Yep.
Yeah, 1,500 bobby pins and all these extensions. I'm like, you know what? It's Jersey. She love it.
Yes.
You love it, I love it.
And
You like it, I love
the
it.
Jerseyans felt she looked like a princess. So this is a vibe. And
Yeah, she
yeah,
mad.
a couple days later and set in, I was like, I really like it. It's very Teresa. It's very Jersey.
And she stuck to her roots, and that's all that matters. She stayed true to herself. And as long as Louis liked it, then you know what? It's
Oh,
what
and
she
then
loves.
he had Tito Puente there, Tito Puente Jr. Like
Oh,
I
really?
was, yes, I posted the video clips. I was just beyond. And then people were telling me in the DMs, this is why I love y'all. Y'all let me know things I did not know. So Tito Puente Jr. performed there. And I was pissed because I'm like, she don't even know who he is. She's over here talking to him like he's a fucking waiter. I'm like, that's like iconic Tito Puente son, you know? And apparently, the person that sent me the video said that his sister, Vettel, and she's the hippy dippy one that I used to keep tabs on because she's a hardcore anti-Trumper. She was part of like the first people that in Montauk being where Summer House is, to be allies and do a Black Lives Matter march. Like, she is a hardcore lefty. So I was surprised that these two ended up becoming friends because Teresa's all about her now and she always promotes her and da 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 da. That's the older sister. Well, she officiated their wedding. I
Yes.
did not know that. So I was, because
Yes.
I was like, where are the sisters at? ¿Dónde están las hermanas? And someone sent me like the videos and the clips, and I'm like, oh, so she was there. And then the other sister was also in the same color as the mm-hmm. as her she daughters
was wedding party. She was wedding in the wedding the bridal yeah. party. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were questioning, like, "Oh, you don't see Lewis's family around."
I saw
like,
his dad. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I'm big group like, photo. "Okay, people, can you guys give it a give the people a chance? Like, just because you don't yeah. see it." That doesn't mean that the people aren't there.
Yeah, no, in the big group photo in the church, the mom's standing right next to Louis, and then the dad's at the end of all the men. He's the clear Mexican-looking dude. I was like, oh, there's his pops. Yeah, I saw that. I've stalked them before, so I knew that was the dad. But
wait, Louis is Mexican?
Well, part. I think the mom might be something else, but he is part Mexican. Uh-huh.
Oh wow.
I think the mom because there was one sister that well I had done a deep dive like last summer, but then I got scared because some Teresa army people started following me and I got real scared and I deleted and shut it all down. I am not trying to fuck with the Trey army, the tree huggers. But yeah, I had done like a bunch of deep dives on him and his family, and the one sister, she always identified like with the flag. She had the Mexican flag, she had the Puerto Rican flag, and then I saw a Dominican flag, and then I knew she was married to a Dominican guy though, so I was like, oh, maybe that's the third flag. So then I researched his parents and his dad. I did find him an old post saying like how proud he is of his dad that was a Mexican veteran, so I knew the dad's Mexican, so then I assume the mom is the other part. She might be Puerto Rican is what I assume. So I know for sure they're at least half Mexican, and I believe,
I don't know why I thought he was full Italian. Why
no, he's Latino. He's
but you know what,
He's Luis Relas, but he goes by, he formally changed his name to Louis. So he's that kind of Latino that changed his name from Luis to Louis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know how they get to America. Everything got to change. You got to keep up with the Joneses.
I guess. So that's when I started looking at him side eye, because I was just like, oh, you paid money to change your name from Luis to Louis, like, ugh. But whatever, he's grown on me too though. He's grown on me some, but I still have some issues with that. But yeah, that's why like everyone's like, oh, you finally have a Latino. I'm like, whatever, I don't know about that kind of Latino, but the sister's cool so far. So what I've seen, that's why I was wondering how they got along so well, because Teresa's like such a MAGA Trumper, and that sister that she always loves, she's always posting about her, is like, she was a type of anti-Trumper that would post like why he's deranged, why he's unhinged. Like, she was always posting stuff like that.
Ooh, I want to hear about the raid he just had. Ooh, that would be nice.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff I wonder, do they talk about that? For people like me, I mean, we've known he's a pile of garbage for a long time, piece of shit dude, so I'm not surprised by anything that comes out. I'm surprised that it takes this long and that we're still really sitting here acting like he hasn't done all kinds of treasonous, traitorous shit. Like, again,
look how long it took him to do the trial about what happened on January 6th, you know?
Like, how are all those people still walking around? They should be stripped of their citizenship, first of all. It's in the Constitution.
I have to wait for... to see who, if he's really responsible or not. And I'm like, oh my god,
bullshit.
Okay,
I know, that's why I get lost in the housewives. I'm like, this is bullshit over here in real life. So that was the oh, so they grew up as really good friends apparently with the Tito Puente family, and the sisters, well, that sister, the one that officiated, is apparently best friends with the daughter of Tito Puente, and that's why they were invited and all of this stuff, and it was all like big happy family. So I did not know that they had such close ties to the iconic Tito Puente family. That was pretty impressive to me. So that was that part. And then what else? The daughters look beautiful.
Look very beautiful.
They all look beautiful. What else went on at this one? Oh, and you were saying about the Gorgas. Okay. So I went through the, so that you guys don't have to, I listened to the podcast of On Display
Oh my God.
to see
Go
what
ahead. Go
happened, what's going on. Here's what I'll say. Joey in true Joey fashion sounded very hurt. And Melissa said, I know that that day really hurt you. I know we really wanted to be there. And she said, of course, we can't say exactly what happened because, you know, due to the contract with Bravo, like they can't spill what's going to happen because it's going to air out. But from what I gathered, they both sounded really sad and said, she said, you know, if it was just the typical rumors, and I'm paraphrasing, she said, if it was the typical rumors that I've dealt with before from people that know her about me being a stripper or me this and that, like that stuff is laughable now. Like I can, you know, shake it off. She's like, but that tells you like how bad this was when it comes to our kids. So when she said that, and she said it in passing and she kept going, but I was like, I bet you anything, somehow there was a rumor that one of the kids isn't Joey's, which is weird because they all look exactly like him. And maybe that could be the only thing that would be that big of something that was said from someone in your camp. And you being Teresa Giudice were just like, well, I don't know, I can't control people. Even though all last season, as I watched, she's saying, like, that's your friend. You should tell her to shut her fucking mouth, you know, the double standard of Teresa Giudice. But it feels like that is what happened. Like somehow someone in Teresa's corner started this rumor. And Teresa was just, oh, well, not someone. It's Marge's. Again, like how you're saying about Sheree from Beverly Hills, or Sheree, I'm sorry. Marge brings on a childhood best friend of hers, of her Marge's. Now in real time, she's no
They're
longer
not friends
speaking to
anymore.
this childhood best friend. And this childhood best friend has pulled a Sheree and cozied up to Jersey's Fox 4-1 of Teresa and started, I guess, spilling all kinds of cheesement. And Teresa, like, you know, in that way they do in Jersey gave the okay to continue spreading this rumor about Melissa and Joe. And we already know it's probably going to be majority against Melissa. She would never allow anyone to, I don't think, I really don't think she would allow someone to say something about Joe, although she did let Aiden talk shit about Joey a little bit. I don't know. I guess not. I guess she would. I would think that it was really bad, though. She would only let the really bad ones go against Melissa and not her brother, because that's still a reflection of her. So, that's who it
Well, I
was.
heard that it was a cheating rumor, a newer cheating rumor
Yeah, about that
between
married guy, right? That you
yeah, with a
said.
guy. And but the thing is, I don't know if you're it doesn't even matter. The thing is that there's a lot of things that the Gorgas have done and currently do, and Teresa does not air them out on TV the way that they do her.
Well, that's what they said on the on display thing. They said that they kept quiet about a lot of stuff, especially when it came to Louie, and that they did it out of respect to her and did not share a lot of things that she didn't want them to share. So they actually
Pero
didn't say a thing.
también when the last when they had their last reunion, they was on display talking about how much they did for Joe and Teresa's mom and shit like that, and how when Teresa was locked up, they had to take care of her daughters and throw the daughters under the bus and shit. You see,
But and Andy
it's
did call him out on that, right? I saw that Watch What Happens Live where he said, well, you said that if it wasn't for you guys, he's like, but to be fair, we stopped production the entire time she was locked up.
okay, because shit don't move without Teresa. Okay? So that's my point. I'm not saying that, and also at the same time, Teresa doesn't, yes, she picks on Melissa because she don't like Melissa. Because I don't like Melissa either. Melissa preaches family, family, family. But what does Melissa really do to keep the family together outside of throwing jabs? Well, I did this for your mom. I did this for your dad, or whatever. There, the Gore Joey's parents' home got foreclosed because of him.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They lost their home because of him. You didn't see Teresa air that out on the TV show. Or how he doesn't do a good job in his construction company. Or how he leaves bills unpaid. You don't ever hear Teresa air that out. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of shit about Louis. Of course there's going to be a whole bunch of shit about Louis. Because you know why? He's a new person. And they have to find somebody else to target. You know? Just like no one has targeted Marge yet. Because Marge, she keeps the secrets. She knows not even secrets. She knows everybody's business. Okay? Mm-hmm. But the minute you ask her about her stepkids, she want to get all crazy. And it's like, girl, so you could talk about everybody else and their kids and say that the kids are resilient as shit. But the moment we question your motherhood, it's a problem. Bye. Trout mouth can go too.
And I still like both of them on there. So for anyone listening, if you saw my Instagram stories, to be fair, I put like the whole deep dive I had done on the foreclosure on their home, and I put up all these receipts and like deep dives I've done in the past. But I don't know. Like I said, I feel like I like this show with Joey and Teresa. I don't like it if it's gonna be now Teresa, Louis, and his sisters, even though that would be like actual Latino representation. But I just really love them so much. I can't imagine this show moving forward, because they did, and I can't imagine Melissa would walk away, but they did allude to the fact that they are wrapping it up. Like, I mean, it was just like little things, you know, like,
because you know what, let them go. I personally don't feel like the Gorgas bring anything, you know. They're not even to play around. They're not even.
But what are we gonna do with Teresa if she's not fighting with anybody? Like, I don't want to just watch her tan.
No, I mean, Teresa is the Teresa fights with anybody else, you know. She only fights with Melissa when Melissa doesn't play her part. Okay. I mean, that's what I see.
When she doesn't wear her clothing.
You know, when Melissa doesn't play her part, that's when Teresa's like, you know what? You're not playing your part. You talk about family, but you're not really sticking up for family. Yes, even though Teresa has a double standard. Okay. But at the same time, what does Melissa bring? Tell me, what does Melissa bring?
What does Melissa bring to the show? I just like them all together. I like the family units.
But there's no family union anymore like they used to be, where they all did family dinners or they did holiday gatherings and stuff like that. So they no longer, that's what I miss when they used to do stuff like that. When they used to gather together as a family, regardless of what the occasion was, they would gather together. They don't even do that anymore. So it's like, honestly, what purpose does the book serve? Like, the kids don't even interact with each other, you know. They don't even have play dates with the kids.
Yeah.
So I personally feel like the Gorgas no longer bring anything to the table, you know. Melissa came on,
and what are we gonna do with Teresa then? Show. Are we just gonna watch her and Louis?
Well, you know what, if Teresa's really happy, she might just fade away too. But in a sense, I don't think so, because she's the last OG.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't really think, unless, like, you know, they're really digging in her bag somewhere deeper to try to bring out bad stuff. I don't really think Teresa's going to go anywhere unless they really piss her off.
I mean, and they haven't crossed that barrier on Jersey, which would be nice if you're going to get rid of the Gorgas. Then at least give me something to shift focus on. Like, we still haven't had either a Latina, Afro-Latina, or a Black cast member on Jersey.
I think that'll be hard on Jersey, because look how they are now. I mean, I don't even see Black people as workers, like, when they hire or do anything. I don't even see it. So it's not to be rude. Maybe, you know, I don't see it because I'm choosing not to see it. I don't know, but I don't see when they hire caterers. I don't see that they're Black when they go to restaurants. I don't see Black customers when they go anywhere. I feel like the only person who was, like, really Black that was around was Tiki, and that was rarely, you know? Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I personally don't see it happening.
Well, Dolores has a Dominican cousin. I think she married into Dolores's family, because I had time last summer and I went through all of Dolores's crap and I found a Dominicana and I was like, yes, bring her on. I think she's married to Dolores's cousin. Tons of photos of Dolores with her and all the kids. So she's a mom. She's got family storyline, you know? So I had hope that they were going to bring her on, but they did not.
Dolores too doesn't bring anything either.
Ah, how dare you! I love Dolores.
I like Dolo, don't get me wrong. I like her. I do like her, but it's like she's not really.
If I mean, she doesn't. She doesn't. But I love just listening to her. Be Jerseylicious with Teresa.
That too. Yeah, that too. I mean.
I live for them sitting there being, we're girls from Patterson. I live for that moment.
But I think Dolores should just stay as a friend of, because she's not.
How dare you?
If any, she's not bringing anything. Even with David, it felt so dry. And I'm just like, oh, we know you guys are not together. Are we still going to drag this? Okay, man, and we'll see how much he plays into next season. But Dolo doesn't bring anything. Like, she doesn't bring drama. I mean, well, she kind of did bring the drama last season, but I don't know, her and Marge being besties, that kind of bothers me, because it's like,
Marge, hey, if you get Garcelle and Sutton, we can keep Dolores and Marge then.
Marge doesn't bring nothing. I don't like, the thing is with Marge is, the thing is with her, ever since she came on, she's always prancing around on how she got her Joe and how her life was and about her mom and all these other things. And, you know, her life sort of triggered Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And I can see that, because, you know, you're glorifying, you know, sleeping with a married man. You're glorifying.
No,
you know,
he wasn't married. Mom. That's the misconception. This is why I yell at everyone. Marge was the bill. Her Joe was single. She did not break up a home. She did not sleep with a married man. So that's why, for me, as someone who's like, all right, well, you're going to call someone a hoe, but make sure it's correct. She's not a home wrecker.
No. There was an episode
Joe was not married.
No. There was an episode where Marge said to the ladies, Joe said, I got to take a shower before I go so my wife doesn't smell you.
Wife? Are we sure wife?
That's what her words were. Wife,
okay, partner, guys, we're whoever. You're gonna make me fucking go dig that. Is it the lunch with, did I put a trigger?
No, I think she had a black turtleneck. It was where
put it on my homework.
I'm sorry. It was where they all where Joe was talking shit to Dolores, saying something about her being a woman because David's not around.
It was that episode? I know that one.
Yes.
Yeah, that was towards the end of season before last. Yeah, where he's like, you need a man? Fucking joke.
Yeah, something along like that. Okay. That's where she said something like, oh, you know, Joe said he got to take a shower because he got to wash his set off of me before he goes home to his wife or something like that. So if he wasn't married, okay, cool. But
she's always been the bill, right? And like, I feel like women should be allowed, like we were talking about being held to the same standards. How come men get to do whatever the fuck they want? Like, as women, we should too. And like, I know it's fucked up, but I'm just saying, like, if we're going to be cool with men, then we got to be cool with women that are going to, you know, fucking be.
I don't have a problem with women living their lives. Right. And whatever they want to do, I do not have an issue, as long as you're not hurting anyone. You're not killing anybody. You're not murdering children. I don't give a fuck what you do as a woman. As long as you're safe, do whatever makes you happy. But and the thing is with men is that men don't hold men accountable.
Right.
Men don't hold men to a standard. So in a sense, because it's like men are desensitized by the shit that they do. But the minute a woman does it, no, you can't do that. It's not the same. It's a double standard.
Yeah.
I totally get it. But I just feel like as a woman, you're glorifying sleeping with, you're glorifying as you're being married, you're cheating, you're glorifying that. I don't like that. You know, because you broke up your family. That's what I don't respect.
Mm-hmm.
If you're glorifying it, that's where I have a problem. Because that's not something to glorify. You broke up your family and there were consequences to it that you had to suffer.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, and she did open up at one point. Yes, I agree with that.
Barely. Barely,
No, I remember one episode. I mean, like, she was for real. Like, she even almost made me cry. Like, I think sometimes the pain is so deep that you have to, like, deflect and act like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Because if you actually sat down with yourself and really just, like, thought about it. And I think it was maybe an episode where she is talking to Jean or Jean. And they are talking about it. And, like, she's saying how she understands, like, what she did. Break up a 20-plus year marriage, you know, her own marriage, and why her stepchildren, all but one, won't speak to her. And definitely I could see the pain. So I feel like, I don't know, though, like sometimes I see these stories, like even now I was looking at the VMAs and there's that whole story of Addison Rae's parents now split up, the TikTok influencer that stole a bunch of stuff from Black content creators. Her parents stole, her parents split up and the mom arrived. The mom's 42 and she arrived on the red carpet to the VMAs with a 26-year-old rapper, allegedly. I put it in quotes. His name is Young Gravis, I think, or something like that. I don't know. I know. But anyways, I always wonder, like, maybe women just are like, I don't know, unbearably unhappy sometimes. And I don't know. I've never been married. So I feel like that's a really hard one. I would like to think that I'd be committed, but I don't know. I honestly don't.
But I feel like in a relationship in general, if you're not happy and you want to go do your own thing, I feel like you need to voice that and separate. I don't feel like you guys should keep your union unless there's an agreement that you guys are in an open situation.
Mm-hmm.
Unless that is already created, I don't feel like you should leave your situation to go do something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, finish that going on first and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
So we will see what it was that happened. But then they interviewed Jackie, I think, and she said based on what happened, she did think it was appropriate or fair and understood why the Gorgas didn't go. That was Jackie's statement. So I am very curious. I mean, these bastards, they know how to hook us. I mean, I will be watching for sure. what may be, and the last?
Really over petty shit. And over petty, over something so petty.
I can't imagine it would be petty for you not to go. I mean, that's, you know, like,
because Joe was part of the groom's party.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And Melissa made such a fucking hissy fit not being part of the bridal party. So it's like the fact that Teresa made you part of the bridal party and then I don't know, but we'll see.
So that's Jersey. We did Beverly Hills, Jersey. Any other hot topics you got on your mind, Ella, before I start asking you about Bad Bunny?
No, but go ahead and indulge me with Bad Bunny. I haven't.
Oh, well, everyone's making a big deal. Well, first, what do you feel about, I mean,
I have something to say about Bad Bunny. Yes. He had his concert here in Boston, and the mayor gave him a fucking award, and he doesn't even go here. He doesn't even live here. He's not even from here. Pissed me off so bad. And I tweeted her too.
Did you?
I tweeted her too. Yes, I did.
What did you say?
I'm gonna go look at my tweet right now. I was like, what hell is what? I was just disturbed. Oh my god, did it not go
through? Is it still in your drafts?
I'm gonna be pissed.
See, the gods of reggaeton said no. Oh, Lindsay and Carl are engaged. I'm happy about this.
Do you care? Yeah, you know, Craig and Paige are fuming.
Or Paige's, because Craigie hasn't popped the question.
Oh, do you watch Southern Charm?
I do. I have so much to say about it. Do you watch it?
Okay, I watched the last two episodes. I always wait until it hits the middle. I'm really annoyed with Craig because